is the Innovation Award edition of January, on which, as always, we are going to talk about the nominees of the past month. Starting from October, they were nominated in November, and then in December the results come out. So now we can comment about them. So let's start with the JavaScript classes. In October, they were nominated like six packages. Arthurs, which ones would you like to comment?
Let me share the screen first. Let me share the funny video of Manuel Lemos first.
No, please don't.
Yeah, okay. Everyone can check it on Manuel's Facebook timeline, so don't need to share it here.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, my mom already gone to heaven, so she will not be embarrassed anymore. Okay, but back to the packages.
Yeah, so the first package I would want to comment on is AH JavaScript Password Strength Check, developed by Axel Hahn, that's, I assume, why AH, from Switzerland. And basically, it allows you to check password strength, monitoring some input. So there is even a demo here, which is not showing up, but works.
Not sure.
In a new window. It works in new window for some reason. Okay. Yes.
I see. Oh, yes. That's because now the site is HTTPS and it...
That's good. That could be a problem. So
it's a problem because browsers don't make it the page insecure just because you have iframes that are not.
Yes. Yeah, we were having this similar problem somewhere too. Okay, so we can enter the some passwords test. Okay, for lowercase, let's make a digit. A special character, an uppercase character, and another character to make it 8. And yeah, it all works. So something like this, and probably it provides comprehensive callbacks so you can modify UI or display it whatever you want. I actually needed to implement something like this similarly before New Year. So where were you then in October? Okay, I think
October.
I could have used it. Yeah, I could have used that, but it's more
too late.
Too late, unfortunately. But yes, thanks to Axel for this package, and he did not pick a prize, as I see.
Yes, in this case, he explicitly said that he did not want a prize because he is already having great fun submitting great packages, and that's good. Because this one and the others that is submitted are quite good ones.
Okay, so the next package is Cloud.js from Farhadur Rahim from Bangladesh. And this package is a jQuery plugin which provides a way to allow users to save something from your website to their cloud storages like Google Drive or Dropbox. Again, there is a demo, and again, it's not working here, but all working in a new window. So it looks something like this, I think. It probably would ask me to authenticate. Yeah, exactly. And then provide you some kind of an API to use it to send the file or anything you want into your cloud storage account.
Yeah, this is pretty useful. Just a few JavaScript lines, and you can tell people, oh, send it to my Dropbox account.
Yep, sounds very useful.
I think it takes a URL of some page, or not sure anymore.
So it looks something like, Yeah, you need to provide some keys to applications, and just add data filing in this case, I think, but probably it could be more complicated than that.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and Farhadur chose one ebook of choice by Pact for this package. And the last one is jQuery create slug from text. So slug is basically the URL name that you usually try to make from the similar title, so search engines would rank your page better on these keywords. And it was developed by Afshin Akhar from Iran, also as a jQuery plugin. There is also a demo, also not working, but works here. And so we can do JavaScript, we podcast, and some random symbols. Also, it transfers dollar to dollar. Interesting. Does it do? Yeah, no, I think. And yeah, okay. So it does some interesting translation. And yeah, if you are preparing articles and you need to have search engine optimized URL, then you can use this package to do that easier.
Yeah.
And Afshin got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Yes, this is good to know. I started using some slugs manually defined for the blog posting system. And the default is to use some rules like those, like translating some characters. But if I want to edit the slug for some reason, I need to do it manually. So maybe a class like this would be helpful. Okay. So on my behalf, I also like to mention a few packages, starting this one, JS Filer from Valo Reima from Estonia. He has submitted quite a bunch of...
You are not sharing a screen, sorry.
Sorry.
We like looking at you, but we would prefer looking at one that developed the package.
No, you're just being nice. We're just saying. Nobody likes to look at me.
Zoom in, please. That would be even better.
Yeah. Okay. It's not Zoom.
Nope. Yep. Now it is.
Yeah. Okay. So this package is basically a jQuery plugin that is nice because it allows you to manipulate data that is in tree view. So not only you can display the nodes in nested tree views, but you can also perform other operations like adding, renaming, removing, searching, copying, moving tree view. So it's the whole set of possibilities to manipulate tree views with items. Unfortunately, we don't have a demo to show, just an example script, as you may see here.
Which is hard to understand.
Yes, because, well, it is not even highlighted, but I don't know if it was highlighted, if it would help. I could swear I have seen a demo somewhere. Let me check. Sometimes the person puts in the README.
Or maybe there was a link added or something like that. Link section, or README section.
Well, usually people put in the... there is a link here. Oh, but this site does not support this type. I would say some unsafe scripts. I don't even know what are those. Probably other of those are ads. Okay. Are you seeing it now?
Yep.
Yes, it even sends AJAX requests to load. I think those are AJAX requests.
What else would load faster?
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it's simulating. You can edit the node. And you can copy, right?
So you can create a file system.
Basically, yes. I see what I said. Copy. Isn't this a copy?
Probably, but you need to paste too. No.
No, it's not working. I don't know if there is an issue. Well, it is supposed to do that. Embed patch file. I should delete. No, okay, delete. And copy. Can I edit? I'll create a new. Okay. But for some reason, copy is not copying anything. And cutting it is also not cutting anything. Maybe there is some issue. Anyway, it is a nice package from Valorama, from Estonia, as I said. And he got one license of IP2 country database for using in geo-targeted applications. The next
as
package
I that see, as I see, the name was much, much, much longer. You just skipped some parts.
Oh, yes, because the IP2 country people want to specify the version, what details it contains,
okay.
all the details. Because they have 20 versions, it was important to specify this one.
Yeah, so not to confuse anyone, right?
Yeah, it's just to say that the free version does not have probably much more than the country. And the latitude and longitude, and probably some city name, and the rest I think is not there. Okay. Anyway, the next process, the package I want to comment is called Collab MES, and it is from Jacob Crow from Poland. And it's interesting because this is more of your field. It's a package for Node.js, but it uses already ECMAScript 6 code to create some worker processes and a manager that creates the worker processes, and it can send messages between them, which is always good because when you have created some worker processes that are performing some task, it probably needs to communicate back the result. So this is a package from Jacob Krull. I already mailed Jacob Krull, but for some reason he is not answering, so I'm not sure if I'm getting his mail right. For some reason, this is complaining that the page is not secure. Could be the heads. That may, could it be the reason that the data was not working? You can click here, click in details, and reload.
Mixed content, yeah.
Big HTTP.
You'll have a reference somewhere.
Oh, those are some heads. Oh, I know. I need to fix. I've been migrating to SSL gradually. So if you find these warnings, don't worry, I'll fix them soon. So the next package that I want to comment is this one that is quite nice, JavaScript PDF Flipbook, and that allows you to browse PDF documents like a book, turning its pages. It is a package from Akartuna from Turkey. I hope all is well in Turkey. And what this package does, it would be interesting to see the demo again.
I would like to see it too. Again? What do you mean again? You already saw that? How uninteresting.
I have to. It's my duty.
Don't spoil it.
It's loading the article. So it loads the PDF article. I think it uses PDF.js.
Is it a secret?
I'm not sure. But it's a combination of things. So it's nice. Actually, it's very fast. Is there something to slow down?
I saw like skipping a frame, and I only see one frame of turning right now. So if you want to see it in real life, you would need to open the demo and look at yourself, because from the video it's really hard to understand, I think.
No, this is the demo.
Yeah,
Real
so
demo.
I mean, the ones, the users that are watching or listening, they would need to view it themselves to understand how good it is.
Or is it that my machine is too fast?
No, your network is too slow.
Oh, maybe it's that. But anyway, it is nice that it even makes the noise of flipping a book page. Ooh.
Can you even smell paper?
I think that API is still in beta. HTML 5 smell API.
That would be nice. Full experience.
You just wait and see. Well, once I saw that now you can jump on the top of a drone and fly by yourself.
Yeah, like an Iron Man.
I can expect anything. Oh, Iron Man is outdated. Everything there is possible already. Anyway. Yeah,
even Zuckerberg built Jarvis, so everything is possible.
Oh, don't tell me about it. Okay. Do you also give voice commands to mobile phones and things like that?
No, not really. I think it's mostly used on English language, and my accent is not that good to be understood correctly.
But if there, it was possible for your language, would you use it?
While driving, definitely. Other than that, probably not.
I don't know. Personally, I'll feel stupid, and then I'll feel frustrated because most of the time it didn't work.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Yeah, but I don't know. But you are right. Maybe driving sometimes it's useful because you can't use your hands in many places, or else it can cause an accident.
So you anyway, can tell you can tell your phone catch Pokemon or something like that.
Are you playing Pokemon these days?
Yes, usually when we are shopping and I'm bored.
No, the right answer is no, because my kids want me to. It's not me, it's my kids.
No, it's me who hooked them up. So I'm ashamed, I know. Yeah, I'm looking down right now.
But you have a gamer blood, so. I don't know, I thought it was a trend that already stopped, but if you are still playing it, I don't know. But anyway, there are still people that play, what was that 3D game called online?
There are lots of 3D games. Now, World of Warcraft?
No, not. It was one that even had banks and supermarkets.
Second Life?
Second Life, exactly. I was told that there is still people playing Second Life, so Pokemon is pretty modern. Okay. Anyway, moving on to the JavaScript Innovation Award, we had like 12 nominees. And okay, which ones would you like to comment?
You won't comment about the overall structure of the JS classes.
Yes, of course. Me and my Alzheimer attacks. Anyway, you are reaching to the end, but we still have 1 month to vote, so the results are not final yet.
I can give you one more suggestion. Do you want to hear it?
About what?
About sharing.
Yeah. And turning on the lights while you are at it.
So,
okay.
Get yourself together.
Yeah, because I went to sleep late and woke up earlier than my usual.
Yeah, on the other hand, I just slept before the podcast because I know we would record late.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's all messed up. Anyway, I was, as I was saying, for the Innovation Award of the year rankings, and the staff is ahead with 6 packs and 32 points. This didn't change much since the last month. And it's followed by Dantini Francois with 5 packs and 18 points, Everton De Rosa with 2 packs and 7 points, Juan Jose from Spain and Axel Hahn and Far Adur Rahim are tied with 6 points. Valdo Zimanek, Gustavo Davila, Shin Afgar, Martin Latter are all tied with 5 points.
For a minute I thought that was one long name.
What? You thought it was just one person.
Some Brazilian name, probably common name.
Yeah. Even though, well, there are some Brazilians here, but one of them has an uncommon name.
Yeah.
Sounds more Polish than Brazilian, but okay. Anyway, by country, things are more or less the same. Hungary is ahead with 6 packs and 22 points. Dantini Francois with 2 from Francis with 6 packs and 21 points is in second. I was mentioning by country. I was saying France is in second place with 6 packs and 21 points. Brazil is in third with 17 points. United Kingdom is tied with Spain with 9 points. Germany and Mexico are tied in 6th place with 7 points. Switzerland is in 8th place with Bangladesh with 6 points. And finally, Iran with 5 points is in 10th. Now, we are finally moving on to the PHP Innovation Award winners of October. So, which ones would you like to comment, Arthur?
I would like to not forget to share my screen. This one is correct, I think. And new design, I still need to get used to it because I just thought I'd opened incorrect website.
What are you seeing?
No, always good, just new colors.
Okay. You still need some fixes, but I guess it's not the problem.
Okay, so the first package is an encryption helper, which helps you encrypt and decrypt GET query lists, developed by Michael Cummings from United States. And basically what this class does, as it says, it allows you to encrypt your GET query and decrypt it, or even provide a checksum parameter would check if anything was changed in the request. Again, I actually needed something like this recently, but in Node.js. But yeah, a similar thing.
You know, this site is very good. It has very, very excellent components. You should always take a look at it.
Yeah, I should always check before I code, I know.
Yeah. That's the purpose of reusing. Not that I practice it very, very much.
I just wanted to say that, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we are talking about which one?
The encryption helper. So, and I don't know if there is. No,
okay.
Not. Oh, yeah, there is. Example could be here. Or it could not be here. Okay, for some reason, nothing is there. And Michael got one download bully book of choice by O'Reilly for this package. The second one is PHP Web Application Firewall. I think we talked about it in the last
article. Because there was an article.
And so he shared how this class protected his website, and he could detect some malicious requests trying to do something bad, mostly trying WordPress paths, I think, but also some others attacks. So it was developed by Roman Schneer from Israel, and yes, it's like a firewall for the application through which goes all the requests and tries to detect some malicious requests and logs them and prevents them from reaching your website, and you can whitelist or digit to receive normal requests and stuff like that. And yeah, you can read the article to get more information about it. And he got one big elevated PHP and plush mascot. Yes, nice. So not the first one, but the second one got it. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes the first one, the winner does not want to the...
Or he already has it, maybe, I don't know.
Well, you know, people are sometimes value other prizes. And it's okay too, that's why we have many prizes, right?
Sure. Completely okay. Okay, and the next package is PHP System Process List, developed by the guy we already know, Christian V from France. And it does something like similar, like top on Linux, I think, that retrieves the processes. Oh, it works also on Windows, nice. Cross platform. Yeah, you can retrieve, you can create an instance and iterate through it and get the process ID and command that launched it. And so, oh, it's good there. And Christian chose one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package.
Yes, that's neat. And since Christian seems to work with Windows a lot, it's good that he made it work in such a way that works in both platforms.
Yeah, because some others would not bother doing it in Windows.
Yeah, I guess he has to switch between production and development environment on which one is Windows and the other is Linux.
Okay, and the next package is PHP Google Maps Time Zone Converter. So you give it coordinates and it gives you a time zone using the Google Maps API. And it was developed by Ivan Melgrati from Argentina. Argentina? Yeah, probably. My accent. And he got one ebook of choice by Pact for this package. Composer setting.
Yeah, this one is nice too because sometimes you need to know the time zone and you can guess it from the location that you can guess from the IP address.
Example loaded. I just took too long, so I assumed it wasn't loading, but it actually loaded. So you can check also the example. Instant setup format and language. Set latitude, set longitude, set timestamp, okay, and get time zone. Nice. The next package is PHP save image preview. So it blurs an image when it is not safe for non-adults to view, not safe for work, as we call it. And it was developed by Luciano Salvino from Argentina. Yeah. And yes, it not only can blur an image, it could also check if given image is safe for non-adults by sending API requests to Meshshape. And there is even a screenshot. I think it's safe to show it because that's what...
It's blurry.
Yeah, because that's what this class does. If this class would not work, that would be embarrassing of it probably, but it works, so it's always good.
This is blurred, but it is a horse.
It's your imagination. Everyone can imagine what they want there, so let's not judge.
Yeah. And, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and Luciano got the 1 year subscription to the basic plan of API conduct of choice for this package. Maybe we can even load an example.
It's an API from API layer. Okay.
Yes, and the last one, there is one last one. PHP WordPress hooks and filters, developed by Lars Moeleken from Germany. And yes, this class can handle triggers and actions, so like in WordPress, so it creates event-like kind of system that WordPress does, which allows it to extend itself via plugins and stuff like that. So if you want to implement something similar, you can use this class and no price for VARs?
Well, I'm always mailing, but for some reason I don't get an answer. So I wonder if I'm mailing the right address, but it's the address that it provided.
There is a pretty thorough documentation of what you can do, so I think it should be all self-explanatory. I think that's all on my part.
Okay, on my behalf, I also like to comment on the remaining packages, starting this one, PHP Google Books API. It's basically a wrapper to send requests to the Google Books API to retrieve information about books, like titles, authors, publishers, categories, even thumbnails. So it's useful if for some reason you want to get information of existing books from an official, I don't say official, but probably a very complete database. And this package was developed by Mohammad Hassad from India. And he picked as prize Commodore IDE. The next package that I want to comment, this is a more complex one. It's called Birch ATS. It's basically a CRM and ticket system and the employee management system. So it's practically a whole application, and that was developed by Birch Lab, which is not the name of the person, but probably.
Are you sure?
Company.
How can you know?
Because I mailed him, I just don't remember the name because I need to check.
Okay.
I have this difficulty to remember the names of all the over 4,000 contributors.
Authors, yeah.
Yes, that's a bit of a challenge.
Do you increase your social skills, Manuel?
Yes, I have to borrow. I have to put my brain in the cloud so I can scale. maybe that will solve it. Yes, I just recently remember that now Google also has a sort of a cloud that has a MySQL version on top of Bigtable. Are you familiar with that? Actually, this exists for a few years now. We just don't talk much about it. It's an emulation of MySQL. So you can use the MySQL libraries to connect to the database. But I think it is on top of Bigtable. But they emulate everything. And their cloud system is on top of that. So they were only concerned with that because they needed to run WordPress, or else you cannot say it's a PHP site. And anyway, back to the actual package that we were commenting. As I mentioned, this is a complete tracking system, and probably very useful for people that want to a complete solution. I think much about implementing things as modules because it has many modules, and that's why this package has like 944 files.
Wow.
So this is a whole application. But this one is one of the small ones. There was one package that reached the record of 7,000 files. I think the author stuffed the whole frameworks that he's using inside, which is very likely. But it's still a valid submission because as long as it is object-oriented based, it complies with the submission rules. What happens is that sometimes I have to read a lot about the code, and it takes me some time to elaborate a description that is useful enough for people that come in here and see. Anyway, this package, the author did not want a price, which is nice and I am glad that he is having fun participating in the Innovation Award too. Now, the next package that I want to comment, this one is from a long time contributor, Alexander Selifanov from Russia, and it is called WA Pluginator. And this is interesting because sometimes you need to generate code or templates or files for a type of project, and you need to do that many times. And if you have a template, template files and generate the output from those templates, it is useful. So with this package, you can define some specification for the templates to generate from an XML file, and it generates all files and puts in a directory or even a zip script. So this is very useful. There is even a user interface to define the parameters that will be used in the templates. So if you need a solution to generate, I would say, customized code or customized packages from parameters, this package provides you a solution not only to generate the files, but also to provide the user interface to customize the parameters. And for this package, Alexander picked the PHP IDE Professional as prize. The next package that I wanted to cover, PHP Cache Manager Wrapper. It's interesting because it's a wrapper around the cache classes to optimize requests. It can take some parameters that you specify from requests, and eventually you would call some code to generate the data, but it uses cache classes to cache the results. So next time the same request is performed, you don't have to run the code again. And the interesting detail also from this package is that it uses PSR6 compliant cache classes. PSR6 is that specification from the FIG, the Framework Interoperability Group, that defines a standard interface for caching classes. So you can pick many caching classes that exist out there that implement this PSR6 interface for caching. And for this, the author, Sergey Pris from Ukraine, picked PHP Storm IDE as prize. So congratulations to him. Talking about PSR6, here is one of those classes that implements this API. In this case, it was developed by Kirill Savchev. He is from Bulgaria and implemented the one solution for caching that could use either files or session variables or even memcached to store the cache data. And since it implements the PSR6 interfaces, it could be used along with the previous package that I mentioned. It seems that they have combined. They all talk to each other. Oh, you submit a package for caching using PSR6, and I'll submit a wrapper for that to optimize requests. Well, it was not like that, but it's okay. I think Kirill already picked the prize, but it was not yet assigned. I'm not sure if he is tied with another winner, but it will be solved soon. Anyway, the last package that I want to comment is called Mask, and it is one of those packages that implements traits. In this case, it's a trait for processing templates with, in this case, with class functions. So basically, you have functions placeholders in the templates, and those placeholders have names, and when those are processed, the template class that uses this trait will have the functions named with the same name as the placeholder be called and process this. So since this is a trait, you can use this package with many classes that you already have. So this is a very good idea. This, in this case, implemented by Marco Afonso from Portugal, and he did not yet pick a prize. So with this, we reach the part on which we comment the rankings of the Innovation Award winners of the year so far. There is still one more month to go in terms of classes to be voted. But so far, Christian Wieg is well ahead with 10 packages and 79 points, followed by Dave Smith with 5 packages and 48 points. I think, looking here at the current month nominees, there is 1-2 packages from Christian Wieg, and I don't know. Oh, there's one from Dave Smith. I think practically the Christian Wieg already won the Innovation Award of 2016. So congratulations to Christian Wieg. But still, we have to mention the other places in the ranking. So after Dave Smith from the United States, there's Johnny Mast with 3 packages and 41 points from Netherlands. Luciano Salvino from Argentina with 4 packages and 40 points. Lars Morgan from Germany with 3 packages and 34 points is tied with Bharat Parmar from India. Then in 7th place is Bruno-Eric Ferreira-Oliveira with 3 packages and 32 points, followed by Kirill Savchev from Bulgaria with 4 packages and 28 points. Finally, Alexei Namiro is tied with Mohamed El-Baha, I'm not sure if that's the way to pronounce his name, from Morocco with 2 packages and 27 points. That is for winners as individuals. Now, by country, the Innovation Award Championship is not yet decided, because this time the United States passed France, and they have like 15 packages and 119 points. And France is in second place with 14 packages and 114 points. And then also Brazil is very close. This is not yet easy to predict who is going to win, because it could be either of these countries. It depends on the results of the voting of this month. So let's wait and see, because there, well, for Brazil, I think it did not be possible, but for France and the United States, it's still up to the results of this month voting to determine which one will win. Anyway, in fourth place, there's Russia with 10 packages and 85 points, India with 6 packages and 66 points, the Netherlands with 4 packages and 55 points, Argentina and Spain are tied with 6 packages and 54 points, Germany is next in ninth place with 6 packages and 53 points, and finally Nigeria with 4 packages and with 5 packages and 46 points. So with this, we practically ended this Innovation Award edition. We already have some winners decided or close to a decision, but we still have one more month to go to see how the results will come out. So for now, that's all on my behalf. That's all. Bye.
Bye-bye.